So the source sheets that we're going to be using tonight for this Inyan of Tosefta Shabbos, it's taken from an excellent sefer from Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon. He's a very chashuv mechanech in Eretz Yisrael. He has a koach. He's a baal masbir. I've heard him speak and present and teach, and he has excellent curriculum for schools, like on kashrus and in Shabbos. And I believe there's a new 2-volume set that came out that one of my chaverim highly recommended to look into. I don't have that, but this is taken from something I've had maybe 15, 20 years ago. But this is a sugya of knisas Shabbos v'yitziyos, so like bringing in and bringing out Shabbos. So we'll use his sources for tonight's shir. And, everything's always very well organized by him. And there's a little chart at the bottom for the time periods from Tanakh and from the Mishnah, Gaonim, Rishonim, Achronim. Okay, so let's just jump right in. The first source he brings is a Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Talking about Bein HaShmashos, Safik Min Hayom, Safik Min Halayla. So by definition, the period of Bein HaShmashos, which happens every single day, right? Bein HaShmashos doesn't just happen on Shabbos. It happens every single day. It happens on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Bein HaShmashos is that time period between Shkia and Tzeisa Kochavim. So before Shkia, it's Vaday Yom. After Tzeisa Kochavim, it's Vaday Laila. But that middle ground, that in-between ground of Bein HaShmashos, that's our Din Safik. You don't know. So therefore, says the Gemara, Matilin Oso L'chomer Shnei Yomim. We always have to be machmir. We can't say that, you know, we can be lenient because maybe it's day, maybe it's night. So when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we have to be strict and stop our malacha before the Bein HaShmashos. And then on the coming out of Shabbos, we can't do any malacha until it's after Tzeisa Kochavim, until we've ended the period. Now, we're explaining according to the Gra. There is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, which I don't want to get into, but I'll just say it over quickly. Because everyone has 72 minutes, where does that come from? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's a 72-minute time period. The first 58 and a half minutes of that 72 minute is Vaday Yom. So that means after Shkia, for 58 and a half minutes, you could drive to shul, you could drive to the golf course, you could drive to the movies, you could go wherever you want, your last minute shopping, your last minute cooking. And then 13 and a half minutes of Bein HaShmashos, that's the last part, that's the suffix. So that first 58 minutes is Varayom, you could do Malacha Lichatchila. And there were many communities in Europe who actually did this. I heard from Ray Simon, he said that there's a safe that actually goes through in points out which communities had these different minhagim. I don't know, I didn't, like, maybe next time I speak to him, I'll ask him what's the name of the sefer. But that was the minhag in Europe. That was a big convention of the Rabbonim in America and said, no, we can't do this in America. We can't have, you know, side by side, one Jew keeping the Rabbeinu Tam and then the Jew next to him is keeping the Gra.
Before that convention, though, the Hasidim were doing it.
Yeah, in Achanam, I think the Satmar Rebbe was at this convention, right, before that they were doing it, correct, and they said, we can't do this. So some will keep going out of Shabbos, they'll keep the Rabbeinu Tam L'chumra, but they won't keep the coolers of Rabbeinu Tam and light candles during those 58 and a half minutes. Everyone is in America is machmir to stop malacha at the shkia, the first shkia, the way we have it, the way the Gra learns. But you know, it'd be fascinating. You would have women who were for years and years and years were lighting candles during that time. That we would say no, you can't do that. But I think when Simon was saying this over once, he pointed out, you know, like American Jewry in the last 50 years is like a drop in the bucket within the entire span of Klal Yisrael. So we have to take things with in context. But now, the Rav had many shiurim where he developed this idea that the Bein HaShmashos has a din safek. That it's not like, oh, if I only had, you know, sometimes we have a safek because there's, you know, there's a chisor nidia. If I just had more information, I know how to be machriya the shaila. Here we're saying, no. The Rav pointed out in many rayas for this that it's a din safek you can never figure out. It will always have that status of it. So therefore, we have to be strict. And going into Shabbos, we could see maybe it's a safek, maybe it's really Laila, maybe Shabbos started already. And leaving Shabbos, we'll say Bein HaShmashos is a safek, maybe it's really Yom. And therefore, Shabbos is not over, so we can't do malacha yet. How long is Bein HaShmashos? So what would you say? Forget what we do in shul, but how long would you think Bein HaShmashos would be? Joey, you want to take a guess? That's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is a 72-minute time period. Not everybody agreed to that because you have to figure out where you are in terms of the where in the hemisphere you are. Rav Henkin Zatzal in America held that the Bein Hashmashos was 42 minutes from Shkia till Tzeisakom is 42 minutes. And then certain shuls, you know, in calculating their Zmanim, working within that, again, that's the most makel sheet that we have on the books. Some will start Marav at 42 minutes after Shkia. Some will go even more than that. They'll start Marav earlier. If they calculate how long it takes them to daven Marav on the Motzei Shabbos, and then so they're done. Aleinu was over by 42 minutes. So when you're done with Shul, you know Shabbos is over. But I'm not a fan of rushing out Shabbos. You know, we keep 50 minutes. We start Marav at 50 minutes. I'd push more, but you know you got to know your oilim. But the Shulchan Aruch, let's be honest, let's be halachic for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rebbe Natan. They're really at 72 minutes. So we got to justify ourselves for keeping less than 72 minutes. But okay, so. Where is this all based upon? Let's look in the next source. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Again, same daf. It says, Shir Bein Hashmashos Kam Bekama. So Amar Rabba. It says, Tlosa Rivi Meal. 3/4 of a meal. Okay, so we have a steer in Gemara's whether it's... I don't want to get into it. It's maybe too much for now. But let's just say, Pashat, let's use a simple definition. I'm going to use two different opinions. Whether a meal is 18 minutes or whether a meal is maybe 24 minutes. So Bein Hashmashos, according to this Gemara, there's a different Gemara in Pesachim, but according to this Gemara in Shabbos, it's 3/4 of a meal. So if we have 18 minutes as our Bein Hashmashos, so 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes. And if we take 24 minutes as our definition of a meal, the time it takes to walk that distance, then our Bein Hashmashos would be 3/4. That is 18 minutes. So okay, 13 and a half or 18 minutes is our Bein Hashmashos. Now, the Torah comes along and tells us in Parshas Emor, it doesn't mention this at all by Shabbos. It mentions a concept of Tosefes, but by Yom Kippur. So everybody agrees that there's a din midoraisa Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. You can't go against the Chumash. But it's a machloikis in the Rishonim. Do we say the same thing applies to Shabbos as well? It's just interesting to note the Rambam does not hold from that. The Rambam does not bring down at all. Ira, you're a Rambam guy. The Rambam doesn't bring this down, the din of Tosefes by Shabbos. He brings it down by Yom Kippur, but not by Tosefes. So you look in the Pesukim, it says like this. I'm reading now, this is Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Ach Besor L'Chodesh HaShavi Hazeh Yom Kippurim Hu Mikra Kodesh Yelechem Vayinisim Esom B'Nashos Seichem. Right? So you have to do this on the 10th Be'esor L'Chodesh. And a few Pesukim later, it says Shabbos Shabboson Hu Lechem Vayinisim Es Nashos Seichem B'Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev. So one place it says Asiri, says the tenth day of the month, which is Yom Kippur, as we know. But then it says Batisha Lechodesh Be'erev, the ninth day at night. So what is it? Is it the ninth or is it the tenth? When exactly is Yom Kippur? So the Gemara Neumann Pe'aleph works this out and says no. Would be Batisha. You'd have to start, your tainus would begin on the 9th, right? It would be a two-day fast. So Talmud Lomar, teach me not like that, says Be'erev. No, it doesn't believe then, it begins at night. Okay, so Be'erev, so if it says at night, I should think that the tainus really starts at night time. The ninth there, meaning on the 10th. So Talmud, you know, Batisha, it says, yeah, it's on the 9th also. So how do I reconcile these two conflicting concepts? It says on the 9th, and it says at night. So Gemara explains, HaKetzad Maschil Mis'ane Mibo'od Yom. One is a chiyuv to begin the inui, which is like the fasting, eating, drinking, anointing oneself, etc. All that begins, Mibo'od Yom. While it's still daytime of the ninth, so which means before Shkia, because the day ends at Shkia. And it's a fascinating thing, you know, just in terms of Pashat, you know, Hasagah, when does the day end? At what point does one day transform to the next? Many areas of Halacha, this is important to know, but this is for our context in Hilchos Shabbos. So it says like this, Mikan Shemosifim Mechol El HaKodesh. From here what? We see there's a proof, a source for the idea that one has to add from time when it is day and make that into Kodesh. One takes on Yom Kippur early. And that's why the Tainus is not 24 hours, it's a 25-hour fast. Okay, good. So nobody can argue on what we have to do. What there is a machlokas in the Rishonim is to what's the nature of this? Why is there a din of Tosefes Shabbos? So Rashi, I believe he must have spoken about this on one of the Friday night halachas. The Rashi in Parshas Breishis says, "Michal Elokim b'yom hashvi, Reb Shimon Oimer, bos v'dam she'en yodea itav roglov." Of a human being, flesh and blood, doesn't know the split seconds. They don't have the latest, you know, atomic watch. They don't have the new Apple, whatever number of watch they're up to over there. Tzarech l'hoisif mechol el hakodesh. So since a human being can't tell, we make mistakes. We don't know exactly. So we have to add on mechol el hakodesh. So the way Rashi's learning is like a buffer zone. You know, we don't know exactly the point when, I mean, Hashem knows, so Hashem can, you know, enter into Shabbos, mam, sire, like the split second when it becomes Shabbos, Hashem stops everything and goes into it. We don't know that. Despite all of our human advances and all the telescopes and microscopes and space stations, we don't know. We don't know. So therefore, we have to add on. So Rashi says, the way Rashi's learning, it's like, you know, very pragmatic. We don't know when Shabbos begins, and therefore we have to take on it. The one who gives a different pshat is the Ran. If you look at the Ran in Beitza, in Lamed Amud Aleph, the Ran learns, V'li nira kevan shitzivs a Torah tosefes. Since the Torah gives one a mitzvah, a commandment to add on, tzorech l'hoisif mechol ha-kodesh, eiz zman chutz min hazman shehu nizhar bo min ha-safek. You have to add on additional time from what your safek was. The safek that you're just, that's just common sense. That's not the mitzvah. You know, like, you know, if I have a doubt, is there, you know, I have three glasses in front of me and one of them is filled with poison in it. So common sense dictates I don't drink from any of them. Once I've avoided the poison, the chil Shabbos, so then, says the Ran, right, you add on from that, she'im lo kein lo hayat tzorich lahasfel tosefes. The mitzvah tosefes is not that, you know, just add on so you make sure you don't mess up. No, I have to do that anyway. Regardless of that, I have to make sure I don't mess up and be, you know, chayv skila. Now, once I've already gotten out of that danger zone, then that's where the Ran's learning the pshat in Tosefes. It's not a din in you know, I don't want to mess up, so therefore I'm going to add on, I don't know exactly, But the Ran has a different understanding of what the nature is of Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, good. So let's... Tosefes Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, Tosefes Shabbos.
So we can't really learn from there because all we're saying is that Hashem doesn't need a buffer zone. We need a buffer zone. But where would you know that other din of Tosefes? You derive it from Yom Kippur?
Yeah, right. It's learned from Yom Kippur. Correct. Tosefes is learned, that's the only place it's mentioned. Tosefes Shabbos, there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. And the question is then, does that apply to all? Now, we said that's the Machlokes in the Rishonim as to whether it applies there as well. The Rambam doesn't. That's a very famous idea in the Rambam that it doesn't apply. So you see, you have to add. So if I'd ask you, how much time do you have to add? Oh, welcome, Lawrence. How much time do you have to add to get this mitzvah d'oraisa Tosefes Shabbos? How much time would you say? Joey, could you give me, what are your thoughts on that? Yeah? Now, Delax, how much time would you say you have to add? What's that, Joey?
I had wife interference. I missed what you said.
Oh, okay. Do over, like on the playground. You have interference. Do over. I'm asking like this: how much time would you say that you have to add on to Shabbos in order to get the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes?
Five minutes.
Okay.
Something not big.
Right, you're going to see Joey's right. It's not big. Really, really, it's, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so big. The Rosh, in working off that Gemara in Yuma, says like this, Tosefes zet tzarek shia kodem bein hashmoshos. So the first thing he says that has to be is that it's before before we enter into that Suffolk Lila time period. It has to be while it's before the Shkia. V'tosefezo lo nizbar shiro. It's not clear. It doesn't mention what the actual shir is. How much time? La tosef is called a hoot comer. It can't be like a few seconds. That's nothing. That can't be it. Ella must be shlon is barashir v'tzorech lefarsh kodem benish mashos ma'at. So the Rosh learns a little bit, two, three minutes. Joey said 5 minutes. If your person does Tosefes Shabbos, they take on Shabbos 5 minutes earlier than it before it really begins, and they end Shabbos 5 minutes after it really is over. Done. Good. And the Shulchan Aruch follows this opinion. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samech Aleph Siv Gimel Beis Bilvad Yosef Eizes Man Shia Vaday Yom. Right, that's what the Rosh who said it has to be done before Benish Mashos, because that means Vaday Yom. Right, Michal Kodesh, you add on a little bit. So according to Shulchan Aruch, I would definitely get that. Now, you know, how does a person be Mekabel Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah has an idea that you have to say some sort of verbal statement, right? Harini Mekabel Alai Kedusha Shabbos, which, okay, but not everyone agrees to that. Some say, this is a whopper of a Chiddush, but some say, just by stopping to do Malacha is Ke'ilu your Kabbalah Shabbos. So some could even do Kabbalah Shabbos, because they're not going to do Malacha, before they daf Mincha. Now you ask me, that sounds like a little contradiction. I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, but I'm davening a weekday Mincha? Tevet says, yeah. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Not everyone agrees to this. Let me show you the Mishnah Berurah. And the next source, where Shechter is no hig like this Mishnah Berurah, it says, Misha machmil atzmo, a person who wants to be strict, uporish atzmo mi malacha, chatzi shoa, half an hour, 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I don't know, the clock's changed this week, so what time is Shkia? Shkia was probably around 4:50 today, is that about right? 4:55 maybe? So that means a half hour before that. What half hour before that? Oh, a kaponim, or at least shlisha, 20 minutes. Kodem shkia, ashrei lo. How fortunate such a person, says Mishnah Berurah. Ve'yotze b'zeh yidei shitas kol harishonim. If a person would take more than 5 minutes and do a half hour of Tosefes Shabbos, so then you've satisfied every single opinion in the Rishonim. You get it all by definition, right? Because you take the longest zman, and that automatically includes even the ones who require even a shorter zman. So Rav Shechter, Rav Shechter is knowing to daven mincha beforehand, but Rav Simon thought not like that. It doesn't have to be. So one could theoretically be mekabel Shabbos and then daven mincha within that 30 minutes. Rav Shechter, because he has his opinion is that you should daven mincha before. He will daven mincha if necessary be yechidus. He'll daven mincha by himself on Erev Shabbos in order to get this din. So if you think about the lumdus for a second, it makes a lot of sense. If you understand that you have to daven mincha beforehand, so mincha davening with a mincha deraisa. I'm sorry, davening with a minion deraisa or derabonan. Derabonan. It's a derabon to daven with a mincha. Tosef Shabbos, deraisa. So the deraisa beats out. I would say if it wasn't election, I'd say that it trumps the davening with a minion. So what's pshat? So to get the deraisa Tosef Shabbos, according to the Rishonim, hold it's 30 minutes. That would win out over davening derabonan with a minion. But that again, not everybody agrees to that. Yeah, so you have to figure out, you know, depending on how the zman and the minyanim are structured, that might be after shkia already, right? And we saw that the Shulchan Aruch and the mechab and the Rosh, based on the Rosh, that you have to be mechabel Shabbos before shkia. So if you think about it, you know, where's the Tosefes? If you're davening, I understand you're making early Shabbos, you're making 7 o'clock, it doesn't get dark till 8:30, okay, so Einachinami, by Lechadodi, by Baruchu, wherever it is, you got your Kabbalah Shabbos at that point. But, and again, Some of them Makabal, they'll say, like the Mishnah Berurah says, they'll make this like verbal declaration after they take the 3 steps back when finishing davening their mincha. But not everyone agrees that it requires this, that you have to even say something verbally. And some even learn that, again, as long as you stop doing malacha, that is like a Tosefah Shabbos. That's a Kabbalah Shabbos, which would get you this inyan in there. Yeah. So there is a tshuva from Reb Moshe. And I think we've said this over in previous years. In fact, I'm positive we've said this over in previous years, but it's here on the source sheet. So let's learn through it. This is an Igris Moshe, Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph. So this is like this. B'devar nesiyah la'anashim b'kar. People who are driving in a car, Acher halachas nevos, lebesik hamedrash, samach erech shtei minuten l'chol ha'yoser. So basically what was happening was Moshe was driving, being driven in a car within the 18 minutes to shul, to base medrash. So is that a problem? So I love this tshuva for a variety of levels. There's multiple things to take away from this. But let's go through the Moshe tshuva. He says, I got a lot of hanah, asher ma'alis kvoido nizdareis l'kayim mitzvahs tochacha l'fi daito. You think that you're doing tochacha here because it doesn't look nice that I'm driving in a car. So he first of all, he's down the kav zuchus. Reb Moshe could spin circles around this bird. You think that I'm doing something wrong, so I want to address the issue. This is known to everybody. Ki zman halakas neiros kavu be'esrim minuten kodem hashkia. So they daven 20 minutes before the shkia is when they do the candle lighting. The imkain who daven meforsim lakol. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Aflo nashim, women know this. Sheha nashim adayin mutarin b'mulacha karov liyudches minut af lechatchila im lo kibbutz Shabbos. They can do mulacha for the next like 18 minutes. They haven't yet been mekabel Shabbos, right? It was 4:32. I had 11 minutes, right? By the time I got in the car. I had another 10 minutes of I could do malacha lichatchila while I was in the car. I could go 5 times farther than the distance that I drove. That means like a 2 minute drive. I could have gone 10 minutes in the car. I could have gone 5 times longer than I actually did from mostly on the Lower East Side. My wife's Bubby, Alej Shalom, lived in the next apartment building over from Ramosha. She remembers him. She used to recount her memories. But it was a 2 minute drive to Yeshiva. 2 minutes. So he has 10 minutes at his time, right? The ode. Yishar Ezi Minutin in Tosefa Shabbos. I'll still have time to Tosefa Shabbos. Now look at this. Vrak Efshe Yesh Ezi Nashim Tos. Shechoshvos Shemizman Halakas Neiros Osr Afla Nashim. Some women don't know the halacha, and they think that when they light the candles, then the men also become Osr. Lo Shaykh La Osr Bizeh Mishum Marasayin. Just because someone doesn't know the halacha, we can't talk about any, you know, marasayin over here. We don't care. Shadu ha'emes, shalanashim mutar, kevin shadayin lo kibbutz Shabbos. Lo ichpatli, right? That doesn't bother me, says Ramosha, the fact that these people don't know the correct halacha. Right? They're wrong. They're misinformed. They have a toast. Okay, they're well-meaning, they're well-intentioned, but they don't know. Now listen to this. This is like sweeter than sugar. Aval mikol mokom, but nevertheless, even though everybody knows I'm not doing anything wrong. Since some men and women who don't know the halacha think there's a zilzul over here, there's something, you know, disrespectful to Shabbos, from the time of candle lighting, I won't go in a car anymore. Wow. Look at Reb Moshe. Amazing, amazing, amazing. He says, okay, I'm not going to do it, even though there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Lichat chiyas can be done. Aval pichin, since you think that some people don't know any better. There'll be a zilzul to them. So therefore what? Therefore, we're not going to do it. Okay, good. Let me just touch upon one or two more points over here. Ira, question? What's that? Yeah, see, the Terry said he has to use an Uber. Okay, good. Now, let me ask you this. So we're learning that there's an inyan of Tosefa Shabbos, the one has to take on Shabbos early. So it's a Tuesday night. Can I take on Shabbos now? What do you think? Lawrence, can I take on Shabbos now? What's that? Plug, that's the answer.
Now meaning Tuesday? No.
Why not? I love Shabbos. I want to start Shabbos early. Tosefis, I'll get like 3-4 days in advance.
Plug is
what I've always looked at as awesome. Guys, Baruch Hashem, you have an excellent yeshiva education, and you're correct. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Reish Samach Gimel, that's earliest you're allowed to. And in fact, as a Rabbeinu Tam, because let's say a person didn't know that. You know, they wake up Friday morning and say, wow, my shopping's done, the house is clean, took a shower, I'm going to be Mekabel Shabbos now at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they go and light the candles, right? Here we go. So Rabbeinu Tam says, that's nothing. You have to extinguish that candle and then relight it after Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is 1 1/4 hours before the Shkia. So that's the earliest we can do. Which, you know, in the summertime, you can make a 6:45, you can make a 7 o'clock, you can do these types of things. You find that people who are Mekabel early Shabbos in the summer, they really don't do it, you know, now that the clocks have changed. You don't find too many people being Mekabel Shabbos on Plag HaMincha during the winter months. It somehow became a summertime thing, but okay. And I'm always amazed, you know, people say, are you making early Shabbos or making late Shabbos? It's not late Shabbos, it's that's regular Zaman, you know, you're the one who's making early Shabbos, what are you talking about, right? So I'm not a fan of these, 7 o'clock minyanim. I'm a fan of Plag HaMincha minyanim. I'm a fan of the Shkia minyanim. But the 7 o'clock, there are poskim who permit it. But my personal preference is to try to avoid this, if possible. One last point. You know, they make a chakira. Talk about when a person's mekabel Shabbos early. Does that make it really Shabbos now? You know, let's say I took on Shabbos another half hour earlier. An hour earlier, right? An hour and a quarter earlier. I took on Shabbos earlier. Is that really Shabbos or is it not really Shabbos? So the pashas is this is not really a chakira. You know, I think they say over like a chakira without a nafkamin is bittul Torah. So this is not really a chakira because the Shulchan Aruch discusses the following case. Let's take a good summertime case. And person, let's say shkia is going to be 8 o'clock. And the person, no, I'm going to daven early. I'm making a 7 o'clock. And they daven early in their Mekabel Shabbos. Amazing. And then, sometime between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock on a Friday, their wife gives birth to a baby boy. Mazel tov. So they're Mekabel Shabbos. So when's the bris? When's the bris on this? I mean, again, Shkia is not until 8 o'clock. The baby was born at 7:30. The husband, the father was Mekabel Shabbos. When is the bris? The bris is Friday. The baby's born on a Friday, and the bris would be on a Friday. The fact that father was Mekabel Shabbos, that's irrelevant. That does not change. We're not going to make a Shabbos bris. We're not going to do a Chilul Shabbos because the father's Mekabel. The day doesn't change. So that's an important yisod to realize that even when we're Mekabel Shabbos early, it's a Tosefes Shabbos, but it's not as if it's like really Shabbos. You know, there's many more areas of halacha this applies to. Especially on the going out the other end, when a person wants to extend Shabbos, maybe Mirtz Hashem in future Shiurim will have a chance to discuss how long a person could keep Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about that as well. A person could theoretically keep Shabbos for quite some time. They'll daven the regular, you know, a Sunday Shachris, they'll daven a Sunday Mincha, but they still could be Shabbos. So Tefillah would be one thing, and Shabbos would be a different category. But that's really not our topic for tonight. So I don't want to go too far off topic.